Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series!
Sounds from Fox from what feels like just a couple hours ago as the Chicago Cubs and Cleveland go into extra innings in, I don't know, one of the most exciting games ever. The Cubs beating the Indians 8-7 in 10 innings in Cleveland, their first championship since 1908. The Indians now take over as the franchise with the longest title drought. Their last win, World Series win, 1948. Sorry, guys. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. So, Mike, just one question here. Was this one of the greatest games ever? You just go, I'll tell you when to stop.
It felt that way. It felt that way emotionally. And isn't it a nice thing that such a great game delivers almost the exact amount of endorphins to counter the exhaustion that one gets by staying up in a rain delayed past midnight in the East? I know that there's such a thing as a recency bias, and this is why 2 weeks ago people were tweeting that Tom Hanks as David S. Pumpkin was the greatest SNL sketch ever, and it wasn't Landshark was certainly better. But how could you gainsay anyone who said, I got everything I ever wanted out of a baseball game in this one? And certainly if you're a Cubs fan or a person with a bleeding heart or a person from not Northeast Ohio or anyone who ever rooted for the underdog, this actual game delivered a lot. And I would also say that the story of the Cubs, if you know nothing, I mean nothing about sports, but have been in America for 2 or 3 years, you probably knew two things, and that's the Yankees are a good team and the Cubs have never won. Well, now it's not 108 years since the Cubs last won a World Series. It's about 12 hours.
Well, and, you know, they came alive. I mean, the Cubs had a lead last night. You know, they just came alive. But then Cleveland came back, and then they tie it up. I mean,
yeah.
And it seemed very physical to me. Was there a lot of sliding and bashing into people?
Well, yeah. There were takeout slides that have been illegalized that weren't called in the game that maybe could have been, but in such a big situation, perhaps you look the other way on that. And there were balls bouncing all over the place. And the Cubs, you could tell there was a lot of tension. And another very unusual thing that happened was their great, great closer, who was used rightly. Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, was criticized for using Aroldis Chapman in Game 6 when he didn't need to be used. He seemed a little tired. Now, a little tired for him is instead of 101-mile-an-hour fastball, he's throwing a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. But you know what? That fastball was jacked for a home run. And I saw an interesting statistic that tying home run was the fastest pitch an Indians player had hit for a home run all year. So all these unusual things were happening. Most unusual of all is the Cubs winning the World Series.
It's just very, very to them. But look, the Indians, we have to tip the cap to them, don't we?
Corey Kluber's their best pitcher. He tried to get 3 wins in a World Series. Their second best pitcher was injured before this season. So if there's a likely entrant from the American League in the World Series next year, it's them. But we should say the nature of baseball is the word likely doesn't mean a lot. I know the Cubs went into the postseason as the likeliest team to win, but it was still unlikely. It was still only a 25% chance. And then when they went down 3-1, they had maybe, you know, a 15% chance of coming back, but they did it.
Mike Pesca, one last thought from this series, just the feel of it, the sound of it.
Every team, every fan base that wins a World Series, it's so exuberant. But I just think of concentric circles around Chicago, not just even physical or geographic, but psychological. And that's where this one had the hugest impact. Obviously, the Cubs fans are delighted and beside themselves. But in a way, so is everyone who's ever rooted or understood what it meant to be an underdog.
Yeah. We put a lot of hope in those players on the field. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.